Hey, it's Brent Smith, and today I have a special audio on how to be limitless in your life, how to really train your brain to live an extraordinary, limitless life. And today I'm joined by Jason Troy and Dylan Prema. So welcome, guys. How are you?
Wonderful, as always.
Yeah.
Hey, Dylan.
Good. Well, I don't know if any of you out there listening saw the movie Limitless, but it's an awesome movie, and it's about this guy whose life is just really not working. And a lot of you can probably identify with that. His girlfriend had dumped him. He's trying to be a writer, but he can't quite write. He's got writer's block all the time, and he finds himself, he knows what he wants to do, and he actually knows what the steps are even, but he can't motivate himself. He's not inspired. He keeps procrastinating, and just everything in his life is like that. So that one part of his life, it controls his whole life, and his landlord's always trying to collect the rent, and he's got a mean neighbor, and just all this stuff. And I'm sure a lot of us have been in some of those situations before, for sure. But he just can't figure out what the answer is. It's like he needs a key to unlock the rest of his life because he feels limited. He's got limiting beliefs. He doesn't know what to do about it, and he's just down in the dumps. Until one day where he just happens upon this pill that his friend is talking to him about, and he takes it. And all of a sudden, it's like the fog in his life clears, and he has that moment of clarity, which becomes much more than a moment. It becomes a life of clarity, a limitless life of clarity, where he is ultra efficient. He takes action on everything. There is no limit to what he can do, and he can just keep taking everything further and further and further with more and more and more success. And it's like the seas part and the world opens up, the world of opportunity opens up to him. And not only does he create it, but in his new vibe, his new energy, he actually starts attracting this stuff to himself. And he is willing to do what other people are terrified to do, and he gets away with it. And they are amazed and they are inspired. And it's really, when I saw that movie, and I know you guys have seen it as well, Dylan and Jason, it's awesome. It really is awesome. And there's a key to that, without a pill, obviously. it's an inspiring story. And so that's kind of what we're talking about today is, without that pill, how does one access a limitless life? When it seems like you just can't see it, you can't access it, it's just out of your reach, you don't know why you're not motivated, you don't know why you can't get off the couch, you don't know why things don't work out for you, people treat you badly, it's like people dump on you, you're scared to go out of the house, you're shy, and you just don't know where it is, and how to access the limitless part of your there's a part of your brain that's limitless, and it is waiting. It's already there. It's just knowing how to unlock it. And so that's what we're really going to talk about today. So I'm really excited to have this conversation, guys.
Oh, yeah, totally. I think if even more than a pill, it's inspiration, really. Yeah, I think, like he said, he was just totally uninspired about life. He had not just writer's block, he had life block. And he was just...
Yeah, totally.
He just needed something to give him that spark. And that spark is really what we're about here at Brentswood Lifestyle. It's about inspiration. And there's so many different ways we can go about it, but there's always a particular few specific things that you can do to really just unleash that limitless potential that you do have. And we're going to be talking about that today. I know we talk about programming a lot, and just for those of you who are new, we're going to tell you just what programming is. Jason, what do you have to say about programming?
I mean, I think it's essential. I mean, really, you can think about programming as really as habits at another level, right? I mean, it's getting you to do the things that have you operate in a maximizing every second of your life. they'll always be operating on the next level, be operating outside the matrix, and have create a life where solutions and amazing things just find you, so you don't always have to find them, because there's no way to live on the next level if you have to keep out and find everything. That's, you know, and that also makes it very limited, right? Because that's typically what we talk about in pursuing life, right, and having all these attachments. You're so focused, it's like you have blinders on and you can't see 97-99% of the opportunities around you, because all you do is you're focused on that, and you've created bad programming along with bad habits equals really poor outcomes continually, and living a life of pain, suffering, and misery. And that's what most people are living, and they can never get out of it, no matter how much money they have, no matter what else that they find. And so it really starts at this point, and you have to be operating at your optimal level and really be training yourself in order to do that.
Yeah, and
it's
the
almost
key
like
word,
almost like you walk around as the solution, right? You know, you are the solution, and especially
exactly.
to a lot of other people's problems, which is even more next level.
Right. And another key word that Jason mentioned was habits. I think programming really is just habits, because those habits, we really are one of the biggest things to realize is how robotic we are as human beings. You know, we are creatures of habit, and that's what mm-hmm. I mean by that. If we don't design a life and we just kind of coast through life or just let life happen to us, I know there's a lot of different ways you could say this, but for the most part, if you don't design your life, chances are you're going to end up somewhere where you don't want to be, right? Especially if you're not in the most, you know, productive situation with the most uplifting people around you 24/7 naturally, right? Like unless you're already in like a perfect environment with just the whole deck stacked for you, then chances are you can't just let life happen. You have to design it, and I think when people say, oh yeah, you know, you gotta be in the moment, you allow life to happen, well, I think in that sense how it applies is once you've got a good programming set in place, you know, then you live like that. I think it works. But you have to have a purpose, a vision, you know, you're immersed in a certain passion that you have. I think under the context of those things and the great habits that you already have in place, then you can really open up to what life has to offer and really be limitless, right? Like, just like in the movie Limitless, you see Bradley Cooper, he's the minute he takes that pill and the fog clears, let's forget about the pill for a second and think about what his habits were after he took that. He wasn't working out before. After he took that pill, he started working out. Was it the pill or was it the working out? You know, he started working out, and he got into great shape. You see him running and doing all these things. Before, he was just going to the same spots, which was basically his house and the coffee shop diner, you know, a block down the street from his little apartment. I think those are the only two places he really lived at. And he didn't go out. He didn't meet new people, you know. And then he started. You see him going and socializing with other high-level people and people who were the kinds of people that he wanted to be more like. And then he got invited to all these great places, meet more new people, experience, you know, a whole new world in a sense. And that's it started amping up every other area of his life. So. You know, I think, Brett, what else? Programming is about habits, but what else makes up programming aside from habits?
Well,
or is that it?
Well, here's the thing I want to say about it, because just two things popped into my head as you were talking about habits and designing your life. I think a lot of people, you know, think they don't have access or aren't aware how much access you already have as an individual when you realize a couple of things. Number one, you realize that you have already designed the life you're living. And so I think that is just out of reach for most people. First of all, they don't want to think they've designed their horrible life, right? You don't want to admit it. You don't want to take responsibility for it, which we're all guilty of. But the moment that you do, you realize that, okay, well, then that's exciting because that means I can design a new life. So I already have the skill, okay? What does that lead to? Faster access to being limitless. The next is you've already created habits. You're a master of creating habits. You already have them. So again, exciting news because you already know how to do it. This isn't like a, you know, a 12-year program. You are already doing it. Just put different information in the machine you've already built. I've said it before. And I think that if people would realize those two things, that your access to being limitless would be much quicker. It would be like taking a pill, you know. It's like snapping your fingers and taking responsibility and realizing that it is not a gargantuan effort, not the one you're making it out to be, you know, when you were, you know, if you will leave behind your victimhood and take responsibility and realize. So that's two things. So, you know, I think habits definitely programming and belief. You know, we've talked about it before. Belief and story and so on. And also I think that understanding how the brain works too. And, you know, the kind of the science behind your brain as well. And in case a lot of guys think, well, you know, some of this is a lot of just kind of woo-woo, you know, personal growth talk. There's science behind pretty much everything we're saying. And
everything.
Oh, so if you're more scientific, you know, there's science behind all of this when you understand all the little things about, you know, your brain. And so because what you believe, I mean, they've done studies where they, you know, put people in a, do a CAT scan. And while they're doing all these experiments, people have a certain belief system, you know, certain parts of their brain turn a different color. I mean, it's so powerful, your belief system, your habits, the identity you've created for yourself. Because I really think belief is part of that program. It's a huge part because you really are going to act like you believe. If you believe your story, then that's going to be your life, and you're going to act accordingly, and you're going to automatically, you know, collect that evidence every day, all day long, even when you're asleep, to support your current belief, right? Which is then your programming. And so to have access to change that programming, to bring it back around, is, again, realizing that you're already doing it. You're already doing it. You're already involved in the process. You're already an expert. So I think when I find a guy's really, and people in general, realize that it's much easier for them to access that limitless life.
Yeah, you brought up some great points, Brent. I mean, we're already designed. We've already, whatever life we're living thus far, we've designed it. And habits, well, again, we're creatures of habit. We're not just creatures of habit the minute we decide to transform. You know, we've had habits and we've been doing habits. And we can do some new ones. So,
And you can go much further than you believe you can go. Much further.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
It's not even funny.
Absolutely.
Like, if you really, if I could take you up 40,000 feet on your life and have you look down on it, you'd be like, what? I could do that? You know? So, it's, again, this is all about how to access it. So, this is what we're talking about here today.
Absolutely.
Yes.
One of the things is brain psychology and, the power of the brain. You know, a lot of times we look at self-development or we have a goal and we want to achieve it and we can't achieve it. We're struggling with it. We want to look at it. We go to all these books. We try all these new sources. We go to new teachers and try to figure out, you know, okay, how can we make things happen? Well, there are actual things that really no one's talking about that's rooted, again, as Brent said, in science. And there are things we can do. And I just want to, without wasting any time, I just want to get into it. You know, one of those things is myelination. Myelination is this process in your brain where when you form new thoughts or when you think new thoughts and you're forming new connections, between different ideas, different people even, virtually anything, what physically, literally happens in your brain is there's a new pathway that is, a new neurological pathway that is forming. And these pathways, basically, to condense it down, your brain is full of these pathways. just it's full of these patterns. Your brain is physically almost like a web of intelligence, a web of ideas, thoughts, programming, all these different things that you've experienced thus far. And the great part about knowing about this and recognizing the science, there's things you can do to leverage that fact. And we talk about the reason why we say to say your story, you know, every day, morning and night, at the least, is and condition yourself with this life you want to create. Well, what that's literally doing is creating these new neurological pathways that are reversing or changing the course of the pathways you have set. And yes, Myelin Nation says that you can change these pathways. So if you've been depressed and you've been just feeling down on yourself, you can literally change that today and moving forward. You can change that by just telling yourself over and over again that you're happy, you're alive, you're happy, you're alive. And this is a fact. The pills can't even do this, but you can do this. And you could permanently change those pathways that you already have set into these new pathways, and you start believing and creating these new things, and that's your reality. Literally, that's what you'll attract. That's the energy you'll emit from how you carry yourself and everything. And it's so, so powerful to program yourself the way you want to. You can take back control if you don't think you're in control right now, and your life is really not in a shambles. This is more evidence for how we say that things can change instantly. It doesn't have to be 5 years from now, 50,000 steps from now. It can change literally today because of that reason. You just have to do so. Yeah, that first few times you say your new story, for example, maybe a little bit, does it completely resonate or whatever? Well, you know, the more you do it and condition yourself to believe it, just like the media conditions you to believe certain things about body types or stereotypes or, you know, these new Nikes are going to make you a better athlete, so you got to get these new Nikes. Well, that's all conditioning. That's how it works. They kind of spam your brain with these images over and over again, and these words, all this media over and over again. And what it's doing is when you're watching TV and consuming all these media, you're programming your brain and you're setting all these pathways by watching TV. And that's why, you know, we're not saying not to watch TV, but your life could definitely be a lot better by at least muting the commercials, right? And even the shows itself are programming you these days. But, again, that's just another example how it's working in real everyday life, is all the things you're exposed to form these connections in your head. So you can choose what connections you form yourself by, what you expose yourself to and what you don't, and then also what you choose to do and then what you choose not to do. So,
right. And
yeah.
Look, thoughts are things. They are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going to point out again, you're already an expert at living your story because you're doing it right now. So you're already an expert. You're already a pro. You don't have to become a pro. So that should be exciting to all of you. You're already doing it. You're telling yourself another story, whatever that story is right now, even while you're listening to this, you've got a story. And you are an expert at cementing that story into being your life. It is more than just some woo-woo spiritual thing, okay? It's actually happening in your brain, and it changes your brain, okay? And if you want to ever try an experiment to realize what I'm talking about, you can try a couple different things to realize that you can learn new things and that you can that it will change different parts of your brain. Try doing anything Everyone has a dominant hand, pretty much, right? There's some people who use both hands, but pretty much everyone has a dominant hand. So if you are right-handed, try doing everything you do with your right hand with your left hand for just a day or two.
That's a great one.
And more and longer if you want to, and you will see how that will change your outlook on everything. Okay? Learn a new language. Do some crossword puzzles. It's been proven that all these things keep you sharp. They build new pathways. As Dylan said, thoughts are things. Thoughts have energy. Energy is, your whole body's made up of energy and matter. So it's always moving. So in what form is it moving? Right? How much stress is there within that energy? That's going to make a huge difference. If you look at your, and I'm not a doctor, I'm just saying that if you know, I've seen all these experiments, you look at this stuff under, that they're doing, and the evidence is right there. The evidence that it makes a difference is right there. So you can change that, I do a lot of research on this stuff that, all these people who are doing this incredibly cutting edge work on even people who have stuff like that. And, they're proving a lot of this stuff is stoppable, reversible, and that there's a big part of you knowing and you changing your mind about things that plays a huge part in it. And, there are sometimes that it's not, obviously. I'm not saying that that's always the case. But, hey, look, why not play why not have better odds, right? I mean, if you have better odds, you can be limitless, change your thinking, you have control over it, and at least that's better odds than if you just let it go and keep living the life you're living that's not working and getting stressed and being stressed, and your whole life will be stressed.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me also of just the other day on our BSL Insider Radio show, we interviewed a guest named Srinivas Rao of Blogcast FM. And he talks about this thing called the concept of the echo chamber, where we all, especially for creatives or people who want to create a business online or who wants to be a writer or a blogger of any kind, that we're all in our echo chamber and we're all standing alike. And it's so important for you to read things or articles from people that you don't ever read, just to shake things up. And
study things you don't ever study. If you only if you only read books about business, go read a fiction book. Any fiction book. Just find one at the bookstore or online or at the grocery store. And buy it, read it, and you will be taken off in a whole new direction that you weren't even aware you could be taken on because you're so focused on this one thing that you're about.
You know what? I have a solution for everybody right now, or an exercise. If you're a man, go and you've never read and you just read business books and all these kinds of books like that. Well, I want all of you guys to go out and buy a romance novel. Just do it. It's something totally different, totally out there, maybe a little weird for you guys, but just try it. It'll shake up the way you think about things, the way you process it. It'll give you it'll honestly make you more limitless in more ways than one. You might learn some things about women and how they respond to things. You may learn all kinds of different things. And for women, I recommend go read a sports book, maybe a biography on Michael Jordan if you're not into sports at all. And if it's just totally like outside your alley, or the message is here just to go read something totally different from what you normally read. If you read Cosmopolitan, then go read, the scientific magazine or something, National Geographic.
Do something that you're not used to doing, and you can find anything. You can go out and meet read some mystery writers, fiction. Dean Koontz is great, Robert Ludlum.
Oh, yeah.
All these books are really, can be very inexpensive in paperback. So we're encouraging you to go out and do that right away. Just go do that. Lose yourself in something like that, and again, it will take you in a different direction. I remember the time that I've done it many times, but I made myself do that at one point, and I read a Dean Koontz novel, greatest thing, not novel, but a book, greatest thing I've done, mm-hmm. One of the greatest things I've done, because it took me off in a whole new direction, and because I was only reading, business stuff and all that, man, it reignited something in my brain, my imagination, and other things. And I was like, wow, this was a good idea. And I forgot what this feels like. You know, so I just think it's a good mind and brain stretching technique, guys and ladies out there. So, you know, get out there and do it.
Yeah, and it also reminds me of that Sylvester Stallone Rocky story that Tony Robbins always talks about. And it's the story basically, this is a true story of how Sylvester Stallone was a struggling actor back in the day. And he was, I mean, struggling meaning struggling, rock bottom. His wife left him because he hawked her jewelry as a last resort because they didn't have no money. And it was just a very tough time for Sylvester Stallone and his family at that time. And one day he was just, you know, he's been thrown out of so many auditions and he wants to be an actor. His hunger, his passion, he wants to be an actor no matter what. And it's the winter, it's cold, he doesn't have a heater at his place, so he goes to the library, and he's sitting in the library trying to warm up, and he just sits down at a table, and there's like a book there, and it's a book by Edgar Allan Poe, and, you know, I don't even know if he'd read a book until that time, ever, and he was just, you know, not interested in things like that, but he read that book. And as you've heard that story, or may possibly have heard that story, it changed his whole outlook on life. I mean, he knew everything about Edgar Allan Poe, his poetry, his writing, his work, his biography, and it totally shook him outside of his normal routines and his normal habits, which, you know, were dictating his life and the things that he was doing. And it's so funny that right after he read that book was when it changed. It almost literally that moment was when he became limitless, because right after that was when he, you know, wrote the script for Rocky, and he pitched it to some producers or whatever. And long story short, you know, everybody knows what happened. He got the role, yada, 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 great success. But it's kind of interesting that we're talking about it. I just remember this hearing about the story, and it just kind of came up right now that one book he read that was totally outside of his normal frame of reference, and it just what it did, you know, the new connections it may have formed for him. It's that inspiration, because he's the one who wrote Rocky. So, you know, if you're a writer, especially, or anybody who's, you know, creating your life, so all of you, it's so important to do these things, because you never know what inspiration might give you to towards your wife or your husband, or if you're, you know, it gives you inspiration towards your kids, or if you're, it doesn't matter what you're doing, but you never know in what area of life it might give you inspiration. When working with your boss or a team member, it could give you that one spark, the one moment of just energy that could really change the game for you. And we always say here that you never know when you're just one opportunity or one handshake away from meeting someone who could change your life or doing something that could spark that.
Or one thought away from
or
it.
Or one thought. Exactly. Jason,
thought.
Jason, let's pretend.
Speaking of that, what do you think, Jason?
Well, I mean, I think I agree with everything that you said. I think really the real critical thing is just to do it now, right? To start doing this, actually start going down this road of really, you know, reprogramming your brain and really teaching yourself all these new, habits and behaviors, and start the process now instead of waiting, right? We all wait around and we're delaying for some other perfect moment, but really now is the best time. I mean, why wait? And I think this is just will unlock all these possibilities for you and all these opportunities that are happening And people always ask us, well, how do all these great things happen to you all the time? It's because our brains are programmed in this way. And the world responds in a much different fashion. Because again, we talk about this, we've talked about this many times. When you stand out and you're one in a million, what starts happening? Everyone notices you. And everyone wants to be around you because you're like, just think of it, you are like a Hollywood star, right? You are like the star in this movie. Because there's no one like it. There's no one. No one meets anyone like you. They meet everyone else, different than you, because it's all the same. Everyone all melds in one gigantic bucket, and you're standing outside of it. And people want to be around. They want to know, how are you living that life? How are you actually operating on that level? And so, that's the extraordinary part of it all. And that anyone can do this, no matter.
I just want to add one thing to that. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to add one thing to that. It's also like, you know, there hasn't been a lot of science up until now to back these things up, and before people just would brush it off as something really woo-woo or whatever. But, like, again, like how you say, like, all these extraordinary things that happen to us, the way people respond to us even, it's totally different from other people's experience. And it's because we have done that work, and our brains are operating on different in a different way, are thinking different things, have different pathways. Well, you know, previously, or even now, depends what type of what you're interested in and what kind of community you're following. But some people call it energy that you emit from your body. Like your personality could be your energy. Like how some people walk into a room and people just like, whoa, notice that person is on blast to everyone. You know, and that person's energy is felt to everyone. Well, scientifically speaking, whether you call it energy or not, you're not just submitting signals between your nervous system and your body, but you're actually emitting an electromagnetic pulse from you. You could call that a vibration, sort of. And you could go Google it right now. Something like electromagnetic pulse from your body, your brain, your heart, and you can actually see there's these gorgeous pictures online of how that works and how, like, it's not just within you that you're vibrating energy, but outside of you there's like there's an actual electric pulse that you are emitting, right? And so obviously if you're limitless and you're operating on that level and living an extraordinary life, as Jason says, there's a different wavelength that you're going to resonate from within you, and you're going to project that people are literally going to feel. So back to you, Jason.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, you can look online, and there's all this stuff talking about, you know, your nonverbal communication and the energy that you give out because of that at that point. So the other thing about this, too, is that here's the difference how you're living your life now and we're living our life is the fact that most of communication is nonverbal, and we are living on the highest levels of our nonverbal communication. So we don't – our bodies are moving, and the energy we're giving off and the communication and the things that we give off to other people that they're interpreting at that point are all on the highest level, being extremely positive and extremely good and extremely separating us from everyone else out there. So that's the other thing that's going on as well, is that that's what most of the communication is in your life. And so if you're not operating on that level, and it's all in the background, right? Everything's running at that point. We're not thinking about this. We're living our life. It's not like we're focusing on our nonverbal communication, but we programmed it at one point to operate in this high level. And it's a really critical thing that you have to do, because if not, I mean, it doesn't matter what you say. If you give off this vibe of trying to take something from people, being creepy, being the wrong type of guy, whether you're interacting with men or women, career, business, starting your own company, interacting with your family, it's all going to be a negative. And you're going to have people that are going to be very guarded versus people that are extremely open. Well, you know, you can see the outcomes when people are extremely open and wanting to be around you versus people that are closed off and backed away, and how the outcomes from that are going to be radically different. Well, what happens if you met every single person you met and could build rapport within, you know, under a minute with them as though you were one of their good friends? How do you think they would respond and what they would do for you and they'd be willing to do for you at that point? Well, that's kind of what you all have to do in programming your brain to set it up in a world in which you're meeting and connecting with people as though you're best friends, and the reality is you don't even know these people, but it can be every center interaction you have.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the last things that we want to get into here is just physically taking care of the brain. I think part of the limitless process is, as you've seen the movie, or may not have seen the movie, but it's the pill. But also, as we dissected it, it's the habits as well. We talked about the habits right now. I want to give you guys literally a pill that you can take. All right? There are things you can do to physically train your body. What I mean by body is your brain. Physically, there are things you can do that will make your brain healthier and more full. And what I mean by full also is that when you when you're sleep deprived, or when you're exposed to harmful chemicals and you're breathing it in, or excessive drinking, and I mean really excessive drinking, it's killing your brain cells, and it's making your brain smaller or shrinking certain areas of it. And there are things you can actually do to generate your brain cells. And this is again, it's proven in science now, it's backed by it. So we're going to give you a couple of tips that you can do to train your brain right now. And one of those things you can do, again, is sleep. Get more sleep. And it doesn't matter how you do it. I'm not even going to give you specific guidelines. What I'm saying is get your sleep. If you sleep 6 hours a night, try to get 8. And, you know, power naps work. It doesn't matter how you do it. But sleep, there's a lot of people saying, oh, you know, you can train yourself to sleep a certain amount of hours. You know, people want to live it up and all that stuff. But really, I mean, do you want to be going out every night till 3 o'clock? Is that really your purpose? Do you just, you know, drink and party and not do anything else with your life? No, the chances are that's not really most fulfilling to you. So find ways to balance that and get your sleep. And another thing you can do is exercise. Physically exercise by doing like one long cardio session a week. And this means like an exercise for over an hour, but it's at like 60-70% of your maximum exertion level. So you just put kind of a little bit more than half the effort that you would into something really intense. And so it could be any kind of activity, whether it's a sport like tennis you like, or if you play basketball, or just anything you like to do, even run. Yeah, just do it for over an hour at that level. The main thing is about the circulation and the oxygen and getting that to your brain. Another thing you can do is eat healthy fats. Very, very important to eat healthy fats. And I'll tell you exactly one of the best things to eat, avocados. If there is anything that's close to superfood, man, it would be avocados. They have the most healthiest fats that you can possibly get from any source. And they're, you know, who doesn't like a little guacamole? And it's great to garnish with different things. So there we go. Yeah, there are 3 things you can do right now. Sleep, exercise, and what I mean is cardio for over an hour, and avocado. There you go.
Excellent.
So that's your pill right there. That's your pill to physically enhance and maximize your brain. And, of course, its powers, right? If your brain physically is alive and thriving, well, then your mind is too.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be processing things at another level.
Yes. There's much more where that came from.
Much more. That's only part of the program. Where else can we find out more about the program?
Well, speaking of program, we are having a program. Some of you may know that, some of you may not, but we're having a one-day program, and it's really kind of it's called Train Your Brain to Live an Extraordinary Life, and it's going to be on May 26th. It's going to be online, and we will give you the information once you're signed up for that. And the three of us will be facilitating it, and we're going to be going over it. And you can go and check it out at BrentSmithLifestyle.com/coaching. And So it's going to be more of what we just talked about, but far more in depth, and all kinds of exercises and things you can do immediately to train your brain and to access the limitless part that'll allow the fog to clear, and so that you'll have that clarity to operate at your maximum or your highest levels or the highest levels, because I really don't think you have too much of a maximum, but, you know, that really the limitlessness, which is the next level of limitless, right? It's limitlessness, right? Or something like that. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about, you know, we're going to have a psychological brain dump. We're going to talk about your programming. We're going to go really in-depth into that, and then we're going to help you kind of, you know, replace your current programming with the new, more powerful programming that gives you access that we talked about. We're going to talk about the neurological pathways that Dylan touched on there and how to build more of those and stronger ones and what that process is really all about. Then we'll talk about releasing attachments, which you know is a big one. And we're going to condition you for renewed success so you can constantly just keep going to higher levels. And we'll talk about a little bit about physical training for a fit brain. And Dylan just spoke a little bit about that, but there's a lot more. And then all these high-performance processes that we have and that we've created and that we know about that will help you operate. And basically, you will be operating just like the Limitless guy. So you will stop procrastinating. You will take action on everything, and you will operate at the highest levels. And the people who are around you will say, wow, that's rare. How can I have some of that? That's incredibly inspiring. I want to do it too. And you'll just keep going and going and going, and people will just be absolutely amazed. And you'll help a lot of people, and you know, mainly you'll just have access to a limitless amount of success in your life. And so it's going to be a great program. So we encourage you to go and find out more information on signing up for it. And, you know, it looks like we're going to have a good group so far, but let's keep adding to it. And, you know, we'd be interested in having you be part of it.
Yes, guys. I mean, it's something different we're doing, and it's basically taken a lot of the transformational work that we've done thus far, and we've layered it with a high dosage of real brain science that really can do. We're literally trying to short circuit the way your brain works, and really the way your mind works by physically taking care of the brain and hacking it there. So this is really just a transformation hack seminar right here. You can really hack your inner game and your ability to perform on all levels and be firing on all cylinders to really be an inspiring person in life and someone that you're definitely inspired by yourself when you look in the mirror.
Yes. So we hope that you've learn something from this audio today, and if you have, please take action on it immediately, as we always say, any insights that you have, because that's the quickest way to do it, right, Jason? You take action immediately, and you have a better life immediately. That's it. As fast as you take action, faster you'll have a great life.
Yes. The best way, do it now.
Yeah, do it now. And so, as usual, if you know someone who would benefit from listening to this audio, we encourage you to share it with them. And if you want to know more about what we're up to, you can go to BrentSmithLifestyle.com. And, of course, the program, again, is at BrentSmithLifestyle.com/coaching. Or if you're on the website, just click on coaching. You'll go to the page where you can see all the information about it. Okay? So, guys, thanks for being here. I appreciate it. And let's go live our limitless lives. And we will talk to all of you later.
Later.